فعلا معاك. It's not on yet.
Okay. I'm going to be sending you the file on the names of the hurricanes
Okay.
rather than doing it by email.
Okay.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Judy, I'm gonna be
Shavuot Tov.
Shavuot Tov.
Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoach. Ana Bekoach, Gedulat Shemincha, Ati Berura, Olafet Gimel Yutah Tzadi, Gabel Rinat, Amcha Sagvenu, Taharenu, No. Ra, Freshayan, Sintet Nun. Na Gibor, Torshe Yehudcha, Evavat, Shamrem, Ungimel Dalet, Yud Kachim. Barchem Kacharem, Rachame Sitkata, Tami. Lam Leim, Tet Resh, Tzadi Tav Gimel. Lasin Kadosh, Vero Tuvcha, Nael Adata, Tet Kuf Bet, Tet Nunayim. Yachid Geye, Lamcha Penei, Zofre Kiddushata, Yud Gimel Lamed, Pei Zayin Ku. Davatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu, Yodea Talumot, Shin Kufat, Tadi Yud Ta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rahum Bechanun, Erech Apayim, Berav Chesed Be'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Nosea won wafesha, the chata al binake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. The verse comes from Parasha Yitro. It's Pasuk 29, and we'll start with Olashem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha b'rechu ishkin tevid hilu erchimu udhilu udhilu erchimu v'yakda l'shem yud hei b'vav hei V'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. V'yehino amadunai Elohim v'alene ma'afei yadeinu k'nenei alene ma'afei yadeinu k'nenei. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Beka Matar Tane Nan Dukucha Rihu Oma David Leela Wikata Kola Ihu Kishok Biovada Bishok Belewa Bila Bialma Divae Barnash Lidach ya le ya mine ya ula naga le ya kalana te hapulu o vada big shot inun wikola itsteri be alma. I'm getting a bit of static, so if you haven't muted your phone, please do so now by pressing star 6. The energy of this current year, 5780, has a revealed energy of compensation and a concealed energy of Shefa. The way we reveal the Shefa and connect it to the compensation is by studying a verse that connects to both energies from the Tanakh. Tonight, we'll be studying Isaiah chapter 26, verse 12. Adonai Yohe Wahe Yadanu Yo Yohe Dawanu Heyo Ishpot Shalom Lanu Ki Gam Kal Maaseinu Pa'al kalanu. Hashem, thou will establish peace for us, for thou hast indeed wrought all our works for us. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We will study one verse that connects to this energy from the Tanakh. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom l'ami l'Yisrael undati v'shatan tata v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'ne avla l'anoto. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wai wayo la yo sayote alame mehe shi la la he aka aka he da ezayo ala da la awa he he ya yo zala me be he he re yo he ko me la awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la. Nulaha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nuta he he a ah, yo re ta shi a he re yo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da la nu yo he a me he re he a yo yo za. Hey, 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 me yo ka, wa wa la yo la he, la a la re yo, a shi la me yo he, Wa he wa da nu yo hey hey she ame me. Nu nu wa nu yo ta me be hey pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la hey re hey me ta re. Wa me be yo hey hey anu wa me hey yo. La me be me nu ko ayo a pe be wa. Ray ah hey yo be me hey yo yo me wa me. We'll now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo hey anu a kame ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re hey hey yo yo hey me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me cha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re. Nu yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da. A nu yo he wa me re he a yo I he za. Hey she hey me ha ha wa wa la yo yo hey la a la re yo a la me ta hey wa hey wa da la yo hey yo she a la me nu hey a yo nu wa ta me la hey pe a yo nu ko me yo re la hey be hey hey za re wa hey be. Yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me kako a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. Today is the eighth day of Sivan. The Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, Rabbi Moshe Blau and Rabbi Yisachar Dov Goldstein, Rabbi Menachem Manish Safran. Rabbi Moshe Nehemia ben Rabbi Meshulam Kahana. And Rabbi Zalman Rotberg. Today's class is a Zohar class. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In the first row on the right-hand column, when the landing page opens up, it's a list of all of the parashas. If you scroll down to the book of Leviticus and the parasha of Naso, when the landing page for Naso opens up, scroll down to section 5, part 3. We have completed the first two parts of the Sota section, and tonight we will complete the third and probably have some more time as well. To remind you of what the Sota ritual is, it's about a woman who was married to a man and was forbidden by that man to seclude herself with another man. And she did so even though her husband directed her otherwise. And to prove her innocence, she would go and be subjected to a ritual called the Sota, the waters of the Sota. And also to help you remember, remind you, is there's a synopsis at this point in section 5. And I'm going to read this synopsis, although that's not my normal pattern. But it's been over a year since we had this Zohar, so it's helpful if we all remember it. And we will say the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, the ground in the excess energy. Followed by that, we will have a L'shem Yehud. So please join me in saying the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach in a whisper. L'shem Yehud Kudsha B'Richo Ishin Debir Hilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Le'ata L'shem Yudhe B'Vavhe V'Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, V'ayhino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kunenei Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kunenehu. Elijah continues the discussions about the laws of Sota and about the jealousy of the evil inclination. He says that when Israel desecrates the Torah, Hashem sends them into exile, through which experience they become cleansed and purified and refined. At the last redemption, Israel will be tested like they were at the waters of Marah. Elijah says that in the future, the children of Israel will leave the exile with mercy because they will taste from the tree of life that is in the book of the Zohar. Pasuk 81. Perhaps I should remind you. At Marah, there was an oasis that the children camped at. And that oasis was bitter. And it says that Moses took a tree and threw it into the oasis, and it sweetened the oasis. And so the children of Israel had water. But the Zohar explains that they always had water because they had the well of Miriam. So what was this whole idea of sweetening the water was preparing a mikveh that they could all be tested, similar to the waters of Sota, where Hashem's name is written on a scroll, on a parchment, and then dissolved in water. And Hashem's name is the tree of life. And so when Moses said to throw the tree into the Marah, it wasn't trees, it was one tree, and it was the ten sephirot associated with Hashem's name. And that's what sweetened the water, that's what tested every person, every child of Israel who left Egypt to see if they had been inappropriate sexually. Eliyahu kum aftach ami bekidudin diantahu ozer li bekol sitra dehala itmar bekad meta benchas ben elazar ben acharon hak Kohen, Uven Aharon Ladai, Ihuah, Eliah, Lazarai, Iwaled. The translation starts in the section with the words Re'aya Mehemna, meaning the faithful shepherd. So Moses' soul says, Elijah, stand up and start talking with me about the precepts, since you are my help in everything. About you it was first mentioned, Pinchas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest. And Pinchas is Elijah, the son of Aaron, assuredly is his brother, as a brother is born for adversity. That's a verse from Proverbs. My commentary. We learn a spiritual law in this pasuk, that brothers have an obligation to help each other in adverse times. We learn it in many places. The first time we learn it is when God asks Cain, where is your brother Abel? And Cain's response, am I my brother's keeper? And we don't hear God's response to his query, although it wasn't really done in a positive way. The truth is, we all are responsible for each other. Pasuk 82.
Patach v'amar pekuda ladun b'dine sota ahidiki v'avar alav ruach kina v'kine v'gomer v'day ruach tuma mitrein sitrin yishteka chad b'shikra v'chad b'kshot Beginda perua, shikra vekine, et ishto vehiyo, lo nitma, tanena, viavar alav, wegomer vekine, et ishto vehiyo, nitmaya.
The translation. He opened the discussion saying, it is a mitzvah to discuss the laws of a sota, as it is written. And the spirit of jealousy came upon him, as he be jealous. Surely a spirit of uncleanness exists on both sides, one false and one true. Therefore, in the spirit of falseness, and he be jealous of his wife, and she be not defiled. And the second, and the spirit of jealousy came upon him, and she be defiled. My commentary. Even to suspect a wife of adultery is an indication of a spiritual fall. Since suspecting is an indication of separation between what is meant to be one from two.
Pasuk 83. Wakit kushta beruach misava ela bevarnash mesitra dilana tito verata man yeter hara nachash bezim na deit lebarnash ita Shapira v'kovadim Tavin de'itmar Ba'eshet Ta'il ateret Ba'ala yetzer Ara'it le'yah Kina Egavna di'ashkachna Tekane adam
Alin tekteya adifate la wegaram la maita uzimnein shalit ala bechovin sav la sahaita vedat devela. The translation. Yes, could there possibly be any truth in a spirit of uncleanness? And he responds, it is because in a man who stems from the tree of good and evil, there exists the evil inclination, the snake. When a man has a beautiful wife, which is the soul, in all her good deeds, it is said, a virtuous woman is a crown to her husband. The evil inclination is that jealous, as we have found, that the snake was jealous of Adam because of his wife. So it seduced her and caused her to die. Sometimes it dominates her through sins and defiles her, and she becomes a carcass. My commentary. A tool of Satan, which is also a trait of Satan, is jealousy. When the verse says carcass, it is describing a body without a soul. This does not mean she is dead in the physical world. Pasuk 84. Vayetzer hara misitra demina Dileya darga Yishmael itkere nachas Misitra Dismala dargeya Esav samael itkere kelev Memana de Gehinom, Bitso Vayah, Valkav Hada, Udiktiv, La Aluka, Chite Benot, Kavkav, Uviruta, Dileya, Lamekal Nishbita, Misava Benura, Ileya gahi gehinom liavar alav ruach kina kine et ishto bikshot vehi nitmaya. The translation. The evil inclination on its right side, that is the rank of Ishmael, is called the snake. From the left side, which is the rank of Esau, who is Samael, it is called the dog that is appointed over Gehinom, that barks, arf, arf, hav, hav, as it is written. The leech has two daughters crying, give, give, which is the Hebrew hav, hav. It wishes to burn the soul that was made unclean with its fire in Gehinom. That is what is meant by, and the spirit of jealousy came upon him, and he be jealous of his wife truthfully, and she be defiled. Sometimes he falsely accuses her because she was not defiled. My commentary. This pasuk indicates that the husband who suspects his wife of adultery is listening to the Satan. Pasuk 85. Ugina itvar uvat ish kohen da Mikael kei techel. These note et abiha, iyo michalelet, beesh tish
shall rave. Pitamani tok dat ahio zuhama eid labinat lihi mineya kakesef eid lavaban benuravahio o feret zuhama ito kad veita ved afar veita vid. The translation. And as for her, it was said in the daughter of any priest, which is Michael, which denotes chesed, and the soul is his daughter. When she profanes herself by playing the harlot, she profanes her father. She shall be burnt with fire. There the filth is destroyed, and she purifies herself of it, just as silver that purifies in fire, and lead, which is the refuse, is burnt, becomes dust, and is lost. My commentary. This poetic imagery is real and is what happens to women of the children of Israel in Gehinnom if they play the harlot physically. It also applies to any soul, male or female, who profanes herself or himself. This is my opinion. Verse 86. Ke gavna da bi Yisrael, kari nun machalelin, o raita, kuchabarichu, yeu lon begaluta, ivne esav uvne Yishmael, bechot shiu buda, dilchon irag, dedar gaihu, Kelev nachash ve'itanu taman uvchon itbaru ve'it labenu ve'it sorfu kitro hakesef kivon hazahav ha'idiktiv utraftin kitro et kakesef Uvhantin kevon et hazav adit kayam behu im hiyu hataychem tashanim kasheleg nalbinu. The translation. It is the same with Israel. When they desecrate the Torah, the Holy One, blessed be He, sends them into exile among the children of Esau and the children of Ishmael under their servitude, whose rank is of the dog and the snake, and they are punished there. Through them, they become cleared and purified and refined, like the refinement of silver and the trying of gold. This is what is said. And I will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried, until this would hold true about them. Though your sins be like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. My commentary. In my opinion, this verse by Isaiah is explained by realizing scarlet represents the desire to receive for oneself alone, and white represents the desire to receive in order to share. This is describing the movement and change of the soul from the left side of the left column to the right side of the left column. Pasuk 87. Ve'ilana d'tov ra, v'gineya, hidmar v'yorehu, Hashem etz vayishlech el hamayim vayim teku hamayim vigomer begin dehawo Yisrael im erev rav kulahu hawo ilana detov era v'al da tet go matoch mesitra vimina v'chetcho mar mesitra ismala uvizimna erev rav hawo machatin lonely Israel hawe keilu hawo kahu mesitra dira umaya itadra kuhu meridrin yehahu exmar b'maya haidiktiv v'yavo marata v'lo yachlu lishtot mayim mimara kimarim hem. The translation. It is written of the tree of good and evil, and Hashem showed him a tree which, when he had cast it into the waters were made sweet. Since Israel were intermingled with the mixed multitudes, they were all of the tree of good and evil. Therefore, it is half sweet from the right side and half bitter from the left side. When the mixed multitude caused Israel to sin, it was if all were on the evil side. Consequently, the waters returned to their bitter state, like the tree that was thrown into the water. This is what is meant by, and when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. My commentary. The children of Israel were bitter within themselves. This is hinting that we could actually transform poisoned and bitter natural resources to be healthy and good for us using mind over matter consciousness. Pasuk 88.
Uehayetmar ihu kegavna dinisyona tisota isetat tehot bala inun kamayin biashkeyan ala itadaru beririn uvon. Utsavt hata bitna benafla yereka ve'ila satat makativ v'nikta v'nisra'a zara v'yolidat bar ofaka v'im teku amayim.
The translation. The bitter tree that he threw into the water was similar to the test of a wife suspected of adultery. If she indeed deviated from her husband, the waters which she had to drink turned bitter, and because of them her belly shall swell, and her thighs shall fall away. If she did not deviate, it is written that she shall be free, and shall conceive seed, and give birth to a son. Here too the waters were made sweet. My commentary. In the fires of Gehinnom. Pasuk 89.
Ke gavna da'it avid, l'nasa lonely Israel,
Before Kana Trihuta Ahidik Tivit Baru Vidlabanu Bait Sharnfu Rabim Deenun Mesitra Dito Vikaimin Venetiana Vahirshi Urashaim Inun Mesitra Dara Vait Kayem Behon Ve'el Admat Yisrael Lo Yavo Vekatilon. The translation. In the same manner, Israel will be tested in the last redemption. This is what is meant by many shall purify themselves and make themselves white, who are from the good side and who pass the test. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and because they are torn far from the evil side, and by them it will be fulfilled. Neither shall they enter into the land of Israel, and he kills them. My commentary. While unnerving, this pasuk is clear, as written essentially after all of the previous verses. Pasuk 90.
Uweha maskilin yavinu bisitra divina tihu ilana dechaye begiinaihu. Eat Martha Maskilim Ayazkiru Zohar Harakia Bahai Bibura Dilah Bihu Sefer HaZohar Min Zohara Bihima Ila Atashuba Bihilain La Tarish Nisain Ugindiati Din Israel Mitam Meilana Dehaye Dihuai Sefer HaZohar Yifkun Beya Min Galuta Berachame Beitkayem Behon Hashem Bedad Yin chenu ve'en imo el nachar.
The translation. But the wise shall understand, since they are from the side of Bina, which is the tree of life. For them it was said, and they who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament. With your composition of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, which is the book of the Zohar from the light of the supernal Ema, called repentance. They do not require a test, and because Israel in the future will taste from this tree of life, which is this book of the Zohar, they will leave the exile with mercy. It will hold true about them that so Hashem did lead him, and there was no strange El with her. My commentary. Thankfully, the study of Zohar means that we do not need to be tested. This is the aspect of mercy. To appreciate this merit, we have to be involved with the Zohar. That's the end of this section. Does anyone have any questions? I did indicate we might do another section, but we really don't have enough time. So, if there are no questions, tomorrow we will be studying a new subject in the Kabbalah, the Tree of Life. that was written by Rabbi Ashlag. We have two classes tomorrow. One's at 10:30 in the morning, one's at 3 in the afternoon. Both times are West Coast times. The 3 o'clock class is at 's an advanced reincarnation class. I wish you all well. Have a beautiful week. Shalom Gadol to all. Shalom.
Shalom Gadol.
Shalom
Gadol. Thank you. Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Thank you.